Sometimes when dealing with people who are otherwise pleasant, I get angry because I concretize how their ideas are destroying people's lives. But I see you and other objectivists dealing cordially with people who advocate horrible things. How do you do it? Well, the first important thing is that you are able to delimit a person. So someone can hold some views with which you disagree, even some corrupt views, but nevertheless, in some part of their functioning, be of value to you. If you can make that distinction and you can deal with them in regard to the value element and not the other element, as long as you don't evade the existence of the other, then you are not sanctioning the existence of the other. An example would be if you have a math teacher who is a great as a teacher, knows the subject, makes it extremely interesting, but is a mystic outside of class and thinks that numbers are in another dimension. You can certainly deal with him without being upset by his mysticism, because that does not concern you. Your interaction with him is delimited to the specific technical field. Now, when you find a person that you cannot delimit, the person as a whole is unbrokenly evil, and you could take certain religious figures and certain presidential figures, let me say, and not so far back as examples of that, then you can't. You can't deal cordially with them because they are solid, horrible from one end to the other. But not most people are. Most people are not like that. There's another important thing about mixed people to remember, that they do not necessarily understand what the meaning is of what they say. Now, if you've studied philosophy, you see that what they're advocating in their false views is destruction, disaster, the end of the world. But most of them have no such idea. They think that philosophy is just words. They're interested in specific concretes. They're mad at, let's say, AT&T, and so they say capitalism should be abolished and a government should be instituted to preserve justice. But they don't have any idea, most of them, what that actually means, and they wouldn't want it. So you have to say they're irresponsible for making statements like that, but on the other hand, you are not dealing with a, quote, horrible person. I think a good example of this, I'll take myself. When I first met on Rand, I was surprised, not so much at what she viewed, as about how emotional she got. For instance, that I disagreed with Kant. And I can understand, you know, you're thinking he's really wrong, but why is that such a... I didn't know about philosophy, but why is that so intense, emotional, an issue? And then she told me what she concretely saw in Kant and in his ideas. And she saw it as literally a statement of what would become of her life, her husband, her world, everything that she specifically and concretely wanted. And from that point of view, she reacted the way the ordinary person would react if everything that they valued were smashed or someone was advocating that. But they don't see it, most people, and so they don't get upset by it. So by the same token, you don't have to get upset with people who don't really know what they are talking about. You can get annoyed, you can decide not to talk to them, but they are not as horrible as the things they say in most cases.